As promised, let's speak with Fevzi Turkoğlu, the gadget detective. He's the editor there, making sense of technology. Hello, Fevzi.
Afternoon.
Good to hear from you. I want to do a sort of review and look ahead to the gadgets we've got. But first, people will be, they will have got gadgets for Christmas and they won't necessarily be completely au fait with how to use them, or it may not be the gadget they were after. Any advice for people with gadgets that they're not quite sure about?
Well, yeah, just be patient with yourself. If you've been given a gadget, just be patient and just learn what you need to get it up and running, first of all. And then just, you know, slowly over time, just learn a new trick with it each time. And the other thing I'd say is don't always rush to buy the latest gadget. I mean, if you haven't got a lot of money, just by spending a bit of time with your existing smartphone or your existing laptop or your smartwatch, you can get much more out of it. So you'll get, for example, the camera on your smartphone, you'll get a better picture, not by necessarily having the latest camera hardware, but just by knowing your camera better. So, you know, just spend time, enjoy it, give yourself a break, don't throw it out the window in frustration.
I got some new headphones, the Bose Ultra Comfort noise cancelling headphones. Yep. So I haven't tried them yet. Are you a fay with that, Fezzy?
Yeah, I am. They're very good. They're comparable to the Sony 6 series, the XM6s. They are very good in terms of noise cancellation.
Good, that's what I want.
You know, so very good for travelling, you know, tube trains and things like that. Also very good on pass through as well. So they know when to allow human speech through your headphones without you having to remove the headphones.
Okay.
So they work very well. It's quite, we'll touch on this maybe a little bit later, but the way that AI is being integrated into our gadgets is I know they stick the label AI on everything and half the time it's meaningless, but the other half, it's completely revolutionising. All our existing gadgets are getting an intelligence upgrade.
Yeah. And, I mean, talking of AI, actually, something we're going to be talking about later on is people are using AI now to plan their Boxing Day sales and to compare prices. I mean, it really has every sort of area. You didn't even consider AI having such an influence. It clearly does. If we touch on that now then, Fevzi, why do you think firms are and products are showcasing this AI label if it's purely performative? What's the purpose of it?
Well, because, it sells, right? They used to say right. Sex sells, but really AI sells.
Right.
But there isn't a gadget that can't be improved by being smarter, right? But the best of it, I mean, one of my sort of gadget picks for the year was the Google's Pixel 10 Pro and Pro XL. These are smartphones. They're top-of-the-range smartphones, and they're great hardware. But if you look at hardware, you know, Samsung and Apple probably maybe even edge them out. But where the Google stuff hits off is the AI is built in to the DNA of the phone. It's not like an Apple phone where you run ChatGPT app on it and it's separate. The AI on a Google phone, it can see what's on the screen, surface the information that you need as you're doing it. So you make a call and it can pull up the relevant information for you.
Oh, wow.
The cameras, the hardware of the cameras is fine. You know, it's good. It's solid, but where it's really clever is what the AI working invisibly under the hood. You just need to point and shoot, and the phone is quietly analysing the scene in real time. It's balancing the exposure. It's pulling the detail out of the shadows. It reduces the noise, and it understands what it's seeing, so it knows how to expose it. In the old days of photography, you used to have to decide, well, if I've got a person standing in front of a bright window or something, I'll have to blow out the exposure on the window to get the face okay. But now it can treat different parts of the frame differently. So it can expose the face properly of the person, but not turn the window into a scorching sun, you know. So it's just amazing that it can process every pixel in real time as it's saving it and deciding what's the best version of that pixel. So photography is no longer really what you see is what you get. It's an optimal version. But to be fair, your brain is doing the same tricks. Yes, this is why it's artificial intelligence. It's understanding what it's seeing and it's making adjustments and assumptions.
Can I ask you about the things people can look forward to, the real sort of tech, the new products we're going to see next year? Is there anything you've got your eye on?
Yeah, so it's partly product. So as we say, we're going to see AI embedded everywhere. So we'll stop opening or having to open an AI app, and it becomes a layer inside the phone, the watch, the earbuds, the TV, the routers. For example, you know, earbuds that just automatically clean up call quality and summarize the key points of the call afterwards for you without you asking it to and having to do it. The phone, as I say, that surfaces the right information. So you're on a call about tickets and it will bring you the addresses and the reminders up at the right time. And even TV sets that auto-build highlights for you. You know, so you maybe don't watch the whole match, but it will give you the edited highlights, knowing what you like.
That's clever.
So that sort of thing. And also health tech is going to be huge. So we've already got a lot of monitoring technology on our smartwatches.
Can we please make the batteries last longer? I bought this, I'll be honest, I have an Apple Watch on.
Yep, I've which got series?
I don't even know.
How long ago did you buy it?
3 years ago.
Okay, so that's probably a Series 8.
I had a Fitbit years ago, and I thought that'll be great, and I was quite interested in all the sleep score.
Yeah,
this thing needs so much blooming charge, I hardly wear it at night.
Yeah. No, it is a problem, because if you're monitoring your vitals during the day and then your sleep at night, when are you meant to charge it? Right?
Mm.
So there's two solutions to this. First of all, if you look at the Apple Watch Series 11, and I had a Series 4.
Okay.
And I bought a Series 10 last year. And it was because a lot of it was the battery, but also improved sensors. It wasn't just that the battery had degraded, but from day one, the Series 11 has a better battery life than your Series 8 is what I'm guessing you've got there.
Mm.
So that will help. There is another way of going at it. So the problem with smartwatches is they're effectively...
I've got it up, by the way, Phil. I've managed to work it out. What am I looking for? Model, serial number... WatchOS version. What should I tell you? Model name.
If you just go to settings and about.
Yeah, I'm on model name. Apple Watch SE second generation.
Okay, so it's an SE, right? Okay, so it's going to have less battery anyway. I'd shell out for a Series 11.
Okay,
you're obviously a well-paid presenter of some standing.
I think the reason I'm here on Boxing Day, Fevs, is cheap and available. But anyway, Series 11. I'll have a look.
But the other point I was going to make to you is this. So the reason why these watches consume so much power is effectively like mini tablets strapped to your wrist, right? They don't much, and they consume power. Those bright OLED type screens.
I don't need
power.
Half the things on it either.
No, what you can do is also consider a hybrid watch. So there's a French company called Withings, Withings.
Yeah.
They make what are called hybrid smartwatches. So it's a conventional watch, extremely stylish watch. I have to say, I actually was complimented when I was wearing my one.
Ooh.
And by my sister, who never compliments me on anything. just throw that in. What it is it's a conventional-looking watch with a dial and hands on it, but it's got a small, circular, very high-resolution, very crisp display around the 12 o'clock mark on the watch face. So it gives you pretty much all of the smarts, but it doesn't rely on so much on the screen on the watch. It just is a companion to your smartphone. But an Apple Watch is a companion to your smartphone anyway, so you don't really need that screen. And the benefit is you then go 30 days without a charge, because it's only got a teeny tiny screen. Yeah, it's really good, and it's a slim watch. And just check it out, Withings, Withings.
Well, everyone seems to have these Garmins as well, and I do a fair bit of running, so I wonder if that might be my idea.
Yeah, and also you can do it, but also don't forget Google bought Fitbit.
Ah.
So you get all the Fitbit technology. When you buy, like, let's say, that the phones that we talked about, the Pixel 10 Pro and Pro XL, a good companion. So if you're an Android user, a good companion is the Pixel Watch 4 from Google. If you're an Apple user, then you're looking at, I'd say, a Series 11 Apple Watch for most people. And but the app, the Android stuff, the Google stuff is particularly good on fitness, because that's why they bought, you know, Fitbit as a company. I think the thing to say is, you know, we kiss goodbye to our privacy with all of these devices, but if you're willing to do that, you might just live a bit longer and happier and healthier life.
Fevzi, great to talk to you. Thank you for joining us. Fevzi Turkulp is editor of Gadget Detective, Making Sense of Technology. The music means we will move on.